This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the conflict in West Asia is an evolving situation and the entire world is affected in some form and in such a situation, adding that all efforts must be made to safeguard the citizens from the impact of this conflict. The Prime Minister said this while chairing the meeting of the Cabinet Committee on Security to review the situation and mitigating measures in the context of ongoing West Asia conflict. More from our correspondent.
During the meeting, the Cabinet Secretary Dr. T.V. Somanathan gave a detailed presentation on the global situation and mitigating measures taken so far and being planned by all concerned ministries and departments. According to Prime Minister Office statement, the expected impact and measures taken to address it across sectors like agriculture, fertilizers, food, security, petroleum and other affected sectors were discussed in the meeting. The meeting also made a detailed assessment of availability for critical needs of the common man, including food, energy and food fuel security. Furthermore, short-term, medium-term and long-term measures to ensure continued availability of essential needs were also discussed in the meeting. The meeting also involved discussion on several measures to diversify sources of imports required by chemicals, pharmaceuticals, petrochemicals and other industrial sectors. The PMO informed that several measures proposed by different ministries will be prepared and implemented in the coming days after consultation with all stakeholders. Samar Singh for Akashvani News, Delhi.
Iran has threatened to completely close Strait of Hormuz if U.S. attacks Iranian power plants. In a statement, Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, said that the Strait of Hormuz will be completely closed and will not be opened until destroyed Iranian power plants are rebuilt. The IRGC statement comes after U.S. President Donald Trump warned that if Iran does not open the Strait of Hormuz within 48 hours, America will hit and obliterate various Iranian power plants, starting with the biggest one first. Union Minister for Finance and Corporate Affairs Nirmala Sitharaman is scheduled to introduce the Corporate Laws Amendment Bill 2026 in the Lok Sabha today. The bill seeks to amend the Limited Liability Partnership Act 2008 and the Companies Act 2013. In the Rajya Sabha today, Union Home Minister Amit Shah is scheduled to introduce the Central Armed Police Forces General Administration Bill 2026. The bill seeks to regulate the general rules governing the recruitment and conditions of service of Group A General Duty Officers and other officers in the Central Armed Police Forces and other rules regarding these forces. The nation pays homage to legendary freedom fighters Bhagat Singh, Rajguru and Sukhdev on their martyrdom day today. They who were executed in Lahore Central Jail on this day in 1931 by British rulers. The three revolutionaries were tried for their involvement in fatally shooting a British police officer, Saunders, on the 17th of December 1928 and were awarded death sentence. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tributes to freedom fighters Bhagat Singh, Rajguru and Sukhdev on their martyrdom day. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that their martyrdom for the nation remains etched in the collective memory of the citizens. The Prime Minister highlighted that these freedom fighters displayed extraordinary courage and an unshakable commitment to the cause of India's freedom at a young age. The filing of nomination papers for assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry will end today. Polling in the two states and the union territory will be held in a single phase on 9th of next month. The scrutiny of nomination papers will be taken up tomorrow. Last date for withdrawal of candidature is 26th of March. In Nagaland, the process of filing nomination papers for the upcoming by-election to the Koridang Assembly constituency will end today. Scrutiny of nomination papers will be carried out tomorrow, while candidates will have the option to withdraw their nominations until March 26. Polling for the by-election is scheduled for April 9 and the counting of votes will take place on May 4. India dominated the Spanish Para Badminton International 2026, which took place from March 16 to 22 in Vitoria, Spain. The tournament concluded yesterday with standout performances from Pramod Bhagat, who won 2 golds and 1 silver, and Sukant Kadam, who secured a gold and a silver. And that is the end of this news bulletin.